This is the Barbecue Central Radio Show, which is recorded live each Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Barbecue Central Radio Show is being brought to you by The Barbecue Guru, the original creators of automatic temperature control devices, now offering four different models for you to choose from. Rest easy knowing that The Barbecue Guru is controlling your temperature so you can get on with your life. Visit bbqguru.com or call 800-288-GURU for more information. And by Fred's Music and Tasty Licks BBQ Supply, your online barbecue and grilling superstore. From cookers to grills, wood chips and chunks, and everything in between, also be sure to try the Tasty Licks barbecue brand of rubs and sauces. Check Fred out online at tastylicksbbq.com. And by Stephen DeFranco Jewelers. Located in beautiful Willoughby, Ohio, Stephen DeFranco Jewelers is a family-owned and operated business looking to service the great folks of the barbecue and grilling world. Get free shipping and big discounts by mentioning my name and the term Barbecue Brother. Check out their inventory by visiting StephenDeFranco.com. And by Butcher Barbecue, with 30 years of experience in retail, wholesale, meat markets, food service, and customer service. Using that experience, everything they do and sell at Butcher's Barbecue comes from real-world knowledge. Check out their award-winning spices, sauces, marinades, and injections by visiting ButcherBBQ.com. Always trust your butcher. And by Green Mountain Grills. Discover something you'll really, really love. Grilling with pellets. Green Mountain Pellet Grills are the top of the line, best of the best, but not the highest in price. And be sure to check out all of their flavor rubs, sauces, and pellets for the Green Mountain Grill all on their website. Visit greenmountaingrills.com to peruse the entire product's portfolio. And by Barbecuers Delight Wood Pellets. Two-thirds oak, one-third flavor wood, giving you that perfect combination of BTU burn and sweet, succulent smoke you're looking to get all over your meat. A wide variety of flavors, so please go to the website to check it out and get yours today. Barbecuers Delight, which is BBQRSDelight.com.
This is Jennifer Paulinus from Charlotte, North Carolina, and this is Barbecue Central.
So to get that perfect barbecue, you use wood. Are you sure it's safe? Whatever. We put the lighter fluid on, strike the match, and... Oh!
Should we call the fire department?
That might be a good idea.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Really Big Barbecue Central Show. It's the show that talks about all things important to the world of barbecue and grilling, broadcasting live and direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city of Cleveland, Ohio. But recently, undergoing large, strenuous voting to become the barbecue capital of the North Coast. We'll see how it goes. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. Happy to have you aboard here on your Tuesday. Two ways to get in touch with the show if you want to do it. More than happy to have you. You can call the toll-free 877-448-0433. You can also email the show, Greg at thebbqcentralshow.com. Those are two ways to get in touch with me, should you feel the need, the desire, if you will. Big show happening tonight. I'm sorry, anything else you want to learn about the show or know about the show, you can find it at the website, thebbqcentralshow.com. All right, that's out of the way now. Here's what's happening on the show in case you did not get the newsletter. Shame on you if you didn't. Coming up in about 13 minutes from now, Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill making runs for the KCBS Board of Directors. They'll be on talking about their platform, what they like about KCBS currently, what they maybe would like to see changed, so on and so forth. So look for that. 35 past 9 o'clock, Fred Bernardo, the smoke and guitar player himself, makes an appearance. We'll be talking some barbecue classes with him as well. And then we move to the second hour, Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts, which more and more seems to be a timely interview, just more by luck than anything else. We'll be talking about his sauce, his rubs, more than anything else, probably the bacon explosion, and there's a bacon festival going on shortly that he's going to be giving away a couple tickets to as well. So look for that, 10:14, and then 10:35. First time of the show, Brian Munter will be talking about his app for your smart devices called the Pit Pal. Do a little research on that and check it out if you want to in advance. Otherwise, wait for Brian. That's what's happening. Thank you for joining me. 877-448-0433. All right, 2 weeks ago, I screwed it up. I didn't put it out on publication, as it were. Oh, am I not going to have this? Uh-oh. Where is it at? Oh, here we go. I screwed it up in the fact that I didn't actually publish the video, so the audio people got to hear it. If you listen to the audio archive of the show, you heard it, but you didn't get to see it, so I figured we would reload for cocktail time. The classic highball. You know what that means? Cocktail time. All right, let's switch over to the libation laboratory. I'll go ahead and switch on my wireless microphone here. Hopefully everybody can hear me. All right. A couple weeks ago, we tried to do this drink, and it did not work out very well. So figured we'd come back to the library of libations and try it again. This is a highball. This is the way I drank a highball. Now, in general terms, a highball is going to be a liquor and some kind of wash. A highball to me, in the classic sense, is I like bourbon. You can use whiskey if you want. Bourbon is a different kind of whiskey through where it's made, through limestone process, through the certain standards that it has to meet in order to get the title bourbon. I find the taste to be a little bit more appealing to my palate. If you like Jack Daniels, that's fine. That's not bourbon, though, so don't be fooled. Tonight, we're using Bullet Bourbon. Now, you know how I feel about liquor and putting it in some kind of a mix or a wash. If you're using, you can get a bottle of bourbon for $65, $70. I would never mix anything with that. Maybe a chunk of ice, maybe a splash of Branch water to cut it just a little bit. But I want to enjoy that flavor that the liquor has to offer on that higher echelon of price tag. But this, you're going to get it at the liquor store for $20. It's a great QPR quality price ratio. So I highly suggest when you're mixing stuff, use that middle to lower tier so you're not ruining the taste of a really high dollar liquor. So here's how you make the classic highball. First of all, you get a very cool glass like this, courtesy of your wife for Christmas. We call this the Redneck Wine Cup, and we'll go ahead and fill it up with ice. You're not going to be able to see this, but you can hear it, of course. So go ahead, put a nice dose of ice right here. I fill it up. There we go. Now, for the bourbon mix, as far as ounces are concerned, I don't usually get too concerned with like 2 ounces, 5 ounces, 10 ounces. It's more of an eyeball for me. So I usually go just under half. That looks like just under half for me. And then we'll fetch a can of ginger ale out of the refrigerator. For me, it's Seagram's ginger ale. For you, it could be Canada Dry, Cotton Club, whatever you like. And then we'll just gently add this. Gently, because you don't want it to overfoam. Oh, man, that looks refreshing. Typically, there's enough in there for at least one more highball if you're partaking. And then just a gentle turn. I have a bar spoon, actually, but gets everything nice and incorporated. And here we go. This is the classic highball right here. We'll give it a quick taste. Ah, it's a classic flavor. All right, let's head back to the console of broadcast excellence, better known as the desk that looks a lot more expensive than it really is. Actually, it's not. It's kind of expensive, I guess, when you get right down to it. All right, there's the classic highball, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. It is succulent. If you've never had the classic highball, and again, I'm more of a bourbon guy, so, if you're whiskey, you got to like the taste of whiskey at some point when you're making the classic highball in my version. But if you do, that ginger ale really rounds out a nice flavor profile in your mouth. Oh, love them. I can drink them all day long and twice on Sunday. So there it is, the redo, the video version of the classic High Blood I screwed up a couple weeks ago. Next week we have the Ward 4/Section 8. The week after that, I'm working on it right now. John Pierce from Canada hipped me to this, and I've been working on it diligently yesterday. It's Kakasha is the main liquor, but the drink, I believe, is called the Caipirinha. That is a fruity, wonderful goodness, and I don't want to say it's an involved process, because once you get it down, it's really good to go, and it's very refreshing and very elegant as well. All right, here's what's happening as far as giveaways. Well, first of all, if you're listening to the show right now, get on the email, get on the Facebook, and send out a message or tweet, get on the Twitter, and let everybody know you're listening and watching the show. There's a couple links. If you want to listen to the audio only, you can do thebbqcentralshow.com and click on your particular audio player. If you want to watch the video as well, outdoorcookingchannel.com. That's right, outdoorcookingchannel.com. Giveaways tonight, celebrating the Team of the Year win. The guys over at the barbecue, thebbqsuperstore.com, thebbqsuperstore.com are giving away a 1 pound bag of Three Eyes barbecue rub. Craig Sherry from Texas Pepper Jelly is giving away a 3-pack of their fabulous rib candy, hand selected for you by Craig Sherry himself. That's a $32 value. Thank you for coming. Brian Corbett of Smoke and Scully's is giving away some of their competition sauce. And rounding out the giveaways, Fred Gross of Mojo Bricks giving away a special blend of wood, never available to the public before, the new Mojo Q-Pack. There's a 4 in a pack, and you need only one per cook. It's a unique Mojo Magic, special blend of cherry and oak sawdust. So that's what you have to win tonight. So get your fat fingers ready. Also, a special announcement here in regards to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. You would recall that Kevin Bevington was on maybe a month or so ago, and we brought up the fact that he was in the midst of trying to get Roku, or he's trying to get the Outdoor Cooking Channel launched on Roku, and that happened midday today. So congratulations to Kevin. And wouldn't you know, already, believe it or not, not kidding, and I'm not going to lie, I want it, 2,500 subscribers already.
Yeah!
Kev, what are you doing? So if you ever bantied about or given a little thought to this Roku, I think it's Roku.com, R-O-K-U, and pick a player. I think there's 3 or 4 different ones to choose from. I'm going to get the one that streams 1080 for eventually when, you know, that basically rolls out. And I'll be ready to go. So you can get this show. You can get a number of the other great content shows that are on Outdoor Cooking Channel right there on your Roku. So congratulations to Kevin for finally launching that bad boy. 2,500 subscribers, and where are we at? 9 o'clock? About 9 hours? Tomorrow there should be 5,000 subscribers. Very excited. All right, big giveaways tonight coming up in just a few short minutes. Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill are going to be talking about their run for KCBS Board of Directors. But first, let me tell you about Butcher's Barbecue. You know, you're like me, you want to raise those barbecue steaks a little bit. Why not head on over to butcherbbq.com to order those great injections, the pork injection, the beef injection. Of course, there's that prime injection as well, which has combined all the things loved from their beef injection using its award-winning flavor enhancer and its ability to keep your brisket juicy. Combined it with what has become the competition standard in beef flavor, available for sale right now on butcherbbq.com. Now, maybe you're looking for a go-to rub. No problem there. You've hit a mother load. Butcher's Barbecue has a full line of award-winning rubs. One of my personal favorites is that steak and brisket rub. But try that honey rub as well. That won a lot of attention last year on the internet by a number of different reviewers. You can also try that premium rub, especially if you inject with Butcher's, because it's formulated to work with that injection. It's a perfect 1-2 punch to impress friends and judges alike. And last but not least, you know what I'm talking about, that sweet barbecue sauce. Look, when it comes to sauce, I'm as picky as it gets. I think we can all agree about that. And Butcher's sweet sauce wins in each and every category for me. Not overly sweet, a nice slice of tang. Just the right amount of back-end heat. And for crying out loud, no liquid smoke. Dave took the time and effort to make a quality sauce. And since he didn't take the easy way out like most people do, he didn't use that devil's urine, liquid smoke. No worries on breaking the bank either when it comes to shipping. Items totaling up to $55 ship at $8.50. $55 up to $200, ship at $9.75. And anything over $200 ships free. Yeah. You order $200.10 worth of products, it's shipping to you free of charge, courtesy of the USPS. That's one of the biggest screw jobs ever on the face of the earth, the United States Post Office. No offense, postal workers. Love you guys. Just saying, as a federal sense, it's a little weird. Head on over to ButcherBBQ.com. That's ButcherBBQ.com and stock up right now. Butcher's Barbecue. Always trust your butcher. Don't forget, trade-in program going on as well if you hate the injections that you have from a different manufacturer. Check that out, too. ButchersBBQ.com. We're coming back with, what are we coming back with first? Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Barbecue Central Radio Network studios in Cleveland, Ohio. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Radio Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
We are back. 877-448-0433. Greg at thebbqcentralshow.com. Two ways to get in touch with the show. My first guests tonight are making a bid for election to the KCBS Board of Directors. As I have done in years past, if someone is interested in coming on to explain their platform and request your vote, I'm happy to have them up. So let's go ahead and race over to the hotline. Grab Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill joining me here on the show. Ladies, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Do we have everybody? Cheryl, you're there, right?
I'm here.
All right. Wonderful. I know we got Stephanie because we tested before the show. All right, ladies. So before we get into the platforms, maybe a little bit of background about yourselves individually, your experience with barbecue, and how long you have been a KCBS member. We'll start with Cheryl Hill first.
Well, my husband and I cook together on a team. We've been cooking approximately 8 years. Been KCBS members for that whole time.
And Stephanie.
Well, we've been cooking since my brother started the team actually in 1997. So I've been a member since 97. I can't remember the year I started working at KCBS. I've been a member ever since.
All right, long so time. Have either of you been on the board in the past, or is this just now kind of a burning with inside of you to try and get on that board? Now, Cheryl, you ever served before?
No, I have not.
Stephanie?
No.
Never?
No. I wasn't allowed to when I worked there.
Well, I guess that would kind of be a conflict of interest, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, Cheryl Hill from the Smoking Hills and Stephanie Wilson from theslabs.com joining me here on the show. Stephanie, in years past, there's been a lot of, let's call it, internet uproar about what the board isn't doing or calling for wholesale changes to its directorship. Really not so much this past year. What are your thoughts right now as far as how the board ran for 2012 and what they did this past year? How did you evaluate that?
Well, basically, I didn't evaluate everything on just what's happened in the past year. I've been around for quite a few years and have seen the growth and the change that has come in the numerous years that I've been associated with KCBS. And I don't want to base anything on 1 year. I think they've done well this year. There's a couple things that maybe not so much, but I wasn't in that boardroom. I don't know what they were discussing. Nobody knows all the background of the things and the decisions that they've made. So in general, I would say they've done all right.
Cheryl, you know, in your estimation, maybe, as Stephanie said, maybe not just over this past year, but, you know, 2-3 years, how have you evaluated the board and how do you think that it did this past year?
Well, I mean, you know, kind of going off of what Stephanie said, a lot of it is hearsay or, you know, I mean, you can read the the meeting notes and the meeting minutes and the bull sheet that we get every month. But I do like to think that over the last year I've seen some changes, at least from the perspective of the general public's opinion. Maybe things are getting a little better. I think that there's still some room for change. Just because, again, knowing what I know, hearsay, bullshit, meeting minutes, that kind of thing, I'd like to see it, you know, continue to move towards a little bit better run organization.
All right, so let's keep it there, and we'll stay with you, Cheryl. We'll get a little bit more into, I guess, the platforms, if you will. Why have you decided in 2013 to make the run, and what do you think you're able to bring to that board if elected?
My goal is to let me just start by saying, you know, this is barbecue is something that you know my husband and I do every weekend almost. We cook 20 to 30 contests a year. This is what we'd use our vacation time for, and this is how we spend our free time. So my goal is just to hopefully be a good representative of people that do this all the time or people that don't do it all the time but that come up to me and say, hey, what about this and what about this? That's my goal. Represent the membership of Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Do you think that taking part in it as many weekends as you do qualifies you a little bit more than anybody else?
No. I mean, I think it definitely helps and makes me a good candidate. I'm some of the candidates I don't even know. I can't say that I'm more or less qualified than them, but I definitely think that that's one of the things that will influence a lot of what I am, if elected, able to do as a board member. So
we'll go to Stephanie Wilson for that. Steph, why are you running this year, and if elected, what do you think you can bring to the board?
I really don't know why I decided to run this year. I guess it's just one of those things that I'm pretty vocal in my thoughts and what I would like to see.
Hold on one second. Are you getting a little feedback?
Yes, I am. I don't.
You're not listening to the show in any other window by any chance, are you?
No, I mean, on the thing.
Okay, let me hang up and then I'll call you right back. That should eliminate.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. Let's go right back to calling the group.
Okay.
We'll come right back. Cheryl here. Steph, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. I think we got rid of that.
Okay, basically, running this year, there wasn't any specific year that I wanted to run. It was something that I've always had in the back of my mind. It was something that I feel 2 years ago I stepped down as the vice president of Cooker's Care, so I feel that I have a little more time to allot to help do whatever I can on the KCBS board of directors. I don't know what I could possibly bring to it. I'm hoping maybe a fresh perspective. I'm hoping possibly to further the KCBS and just try to do the best that I can. I mean, that's the only thing I can promise.
Stephanie Wilson from theslabs.com and Cheryl Hill from the Smoking Hills joining me here on the show talking about the run for KCBS Board of Directors. Steph, we'll stay with you. Do you have any ideas as far as potentially increasing membership, getting the word out about KCBS and what it is looking to accomplish as an organization?
Basically, I'm kind of with Mike Peters. I like Mike, and he is about membership retention. Basically, a lot of people like to sign up for the CBJ classes, and once it comes time for renewal, they just basically bail, and that isn't cool. Either you're in or you're out. And I think that is one important part of it. I think membership benefits are part of it. I think that members should be able to get a discount at places that they normally purchase things from. And that's, you know, that's just a few of the things that can, I think my biggest thing, to be honest with you, is I think that if there needs to be a guideline that's published for punishment or what have you, if things go south, I think that it should they should have a set standard if you disregard one of the rules that they set forth.
All right, Cheryl, any ideas to increase membership, get the word out about KCBS and what it's looking to accomplish as a organization?
Well, I'm kind of like Stephanie as far as the membership. It's more about retaining the members and going off a different branch. You know, there are a lot of current members who aren't happy with the way things go with Kansas City Barbecue Society for whatever reason, and so they just don't rejoin. So I guess the focus needs to really be on addressing what causes these members to not join, you know, in addition to, you know, the certified judging type thing. I think that the membership is for every person that comes on, I think it's growing. It's a matter of retaining people that are there already. So,
Cheryl, do you have any idea, like, the number of members in relation to or what percentage of those actually go out and compete?
You know what? I don't, but I don't think that what I understand, the percentage of members that are cooks is fairly small.
Stephanie, let me ask you this, because you've been doing this quite a long time, and you travel around quite a bit with the team, and you got a son that's involved in this, so this has, you know, gone on and on with you. What does a KCBS member get out of it that isn't cooking in it? Because there seems to, I don't know if everybody understands that there's kind of like a two different factions. You do have the cooks that are vested and interested in KCBS for one type of reason, and then you have KCBS members that don't cook. Maybe they're judges. I mean, what are they getting out of it if they're not cooking?
They get a bullsheet every month.
Okay.
They get to keep up with their friends and how they're doing in competition. I don't know. That's kind of one of the questions I have as well.
I can't believe I'm going to have to do this, guys, but we're getting the echo again, so I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you right back. I apologize. I'm a stickler for call quality now. You know me. I'm call quality again. Got to have the good stuff. Steph, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Brent says that you're the problem with the echo.
Well, I'm sure I am. I don't.
What an ungrateful kid.
He's not even here. I don't even know.
That's all right. You don't worry about it. Don't hit the mute button,
because then
if you don't do it the right way, then we'll never hear you again.
I just did it, I think. Can you hear me?
I can, of course.
Excellent, then. I did it good. Thanks, Brent.
All right. So let me move to the next question here real quick. I talked with Rod Gray last week, Pitmaster of Pellet Envy, and he said that voters shouldn't look to vote folks in who are really looking to shake it up for shaking it up's sake. How are you people, or are you two going, if somebody's asking you, who should I vote for or why should I vote for you, how are you able to counsel people on which way to vote? Steph, you can weigh in on that first.
Basically, I'm not going in to shake anything up. I'm just going in because, like I said, I'm vocal about the way that I feel about things as far as competition cooking goes, as far as judging goes. I mean, basically, I am so vocal that people either love me or they hate me, and I'm cool with that. I just think that if you're wanting to go in and just be a shitster, then you ought to just step back, because this isn't what it's about. It's about trying to better what we have in place at this point. It isn't about stirring the pot. It isn't about trying to do this or trying to do that. It's about trying to make things better for everybody in general. So when my son, you know, when I say to heck with it, and I'm sitting around my kid's spot having some beers on a Friday night and watching him do all the work, that I know that at least I have contributed something to try to make KCBS a stronger sanctioning body.
Cheryl, do you have any thought about, you know, these people that are trying to get in just to, as Steph said, to stir the pot a little bit?
Well, yeah, I got thoughts about it, but probably not anything you want to put on the radio, Greg.
Hey, it's the internet. You let it fly, lady.
Well, you know, it seems to me like the bottom line is you want people on the board who genuinely care about the organization. They're there because they want it to do better. If there's somebody there that's not, that doesn't have that as a mindset and it isn't working towards that goal, they shouldn't be there. You know, I don't think that, I can just honestly say that that's not my goal. My goal is to go, do my best to represent the people who enjoy this, what I call sport, and, to try to make the organization better.
Cheryl, you know, in years past, there's been talk of regional representation on the board. Is that a relevant concern or topic anymore, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess if there's regional representation, my feeling is that it needs to be, you know, based on population or amount of members that are in that region. So, you know, for instance, I think that there's a pretty good span on the board today of people from different regions. I think that each region should be represented based on the amount of members that are in that region. You know, make it equal,
my turn,
I guess.
May I?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Regional representation. Let me tell you something. If there wants to be regional representation, it shouldn't be put upon people. This is my personal opinion. Anybody that is a member in good standing can run for the KCBS Board of Directors. If they want to get on there and they want to represent their region, then get on there. Go ahead, look for the vote. I mean, why would you hand somebody a regional representation if they won't even step up to the plate and try to get on and be a candidate for the KCBS Board of Directors?
Pretty logical stuff, right?
Pretty much, dude. That's what I'm thinking.
All right, we're talking with Cheryl Hill from the Smokin' Hills and Stephanie Wilson from theslabs.com, talking about their run for KCBS Board of Directors. We got a couple minutes left, ladies. Let me get your thoughts here quickly on what always seems to be a prolific topic when we're talking about board of directors voting. Continuing education for judges. How do you effectively and maintain consistent guidelines from coast to coast? We'll start with Cheryl.
And I'm sorry, because you were cutting out a part of that. I heard continuing education for judges, but I missed the last part.
How are you able to effectively maintain consistent guidelines from coast to coast?
You know, continuing education for judges is something that I honestly, at this point in time, don't have an opinion on. I mean, it sounds like a cop-out probably, but I'm sure it's necessary. It's something that if you're going to do it, you need to do an in-depth, you know, let's figure out what we need to train them on. The thing about barbecue is there's one thing that isn't consistent no matter where you go and no matter what you do, and that's taste, and that's a big part of the judging in KCBS. I still did not catch the last part of it, something about across the regions or something, and I still didn't catch it. I'm sorry.
How are you able to keep it consistent from coast to coast?
I don't know that that's an issue either. I mean, I've cooked from coast to coast and we don't change anything. I don't know if everybody does. I don't know if everybody doesn't. I don't think that the consistency from coast to coast is something that's an issue, but Stephanie may have a different opinion. I don't see that as an issue.
Basically, one more thing about the regional representation is that votes automatically create regional representation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not that if you live in Kansas City that you're going to automatically get elected. That isn't the way it goes. You can ask numerous people who've run for the board prior, and they haven't been elected, and they're from Kansas City. So I'm just throwing that out there. As far as the CBJs and continuing education, yeah, let's get something intact because something needs to happen. It's not their fault. Not everybody reads the rules every year. I do because I'm anal. But not every judge, not every cook, not every person that is a member at KCBS reads the rules every year as they should. They just go with what they know or, you know, what they think. Well, you know, one day they're going to get hammered and that's what's going to happen. And that's when they're going to realize that they're not on the pulse of what's going on. And I think if we have continuing education, basically now they do have a quote-unquote continuing education. If you're a CBJ and you want to take a refresher course, you can go to a CBJ class and take that refresher course free of charge, as far as I know. Last I knew, you could do that. Now, people that want to step up and actually do that, I don't know how many people want to do that, but it is available, and maybe that it's just not that well known.
All right, ladies, before I turn you loose, any final thoughts or things that you would like to get out to the voting public before voting closes January 18th? Cheryl, we'll start with you.
Oh, I think that Stephanie has said it. I've said it. You know, here's the deal is, again, just offering a viewpoint of the people who do this all the time. That's what I want to do. And you can't make any promises, because I like to quote Stephanie on this. You're one poor person on a board of 12. But the best thing is to be able to go there, offer an opinion, remain solid on that opinion, and provide reasoning and options so that everybody knows why. And that's the best I can do.
Steph, any last thoughts?
Well, basically all I can tell everybody is that I can't promise anybody anything other than do the best job that I can if I'm elected. Everybody that knows me, anyone that knows anything about me, knows that I don't put up with anybody's crap. So that isn't going to be a factor. And I just want to help out, man. You know, I just want to try to do the best that I can. And we'll see how it flies.
All right, Cheryl Hill and Stephanie Wilson are both running for the KCBS Board of Directors. Voting open right now, and will end January 18th at noon Central. That's 1 Eastern. So if you have a interest in voting, make sure you do it now. Cheryl, Stephanie, good luck to you guys, ladies, sorry. And thanks for coming on tonight, and really with the candor and the openness and the honesty. I think that's really what it's all about, and I certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
For having us on, Greg.
You got it. My pleasure. There they are. Cheryl Hill from the Smokin' Hill, Stephanie Wilson, obviously from the Slabs.com, very popular team, very successful team out there. Second generation with Slabs of Approval, B-Rent. What up, boy? All right. Thought that was fun and exciting. I'm surprised I didn't have as many takers for KCBS Board of Director hopefuls as I have in years past. Maybe people saw me get the Four Horsemen reelected last year and decided they didn't want any part of that. That's fine. Whatever. All right, quickly, a public service announcement from Barbecue Jeweler to the Stars, Stephen DeFranco from StephenDeFranco.com. Let me relay a hellaciously funny story to you. I'm on the phone with my sister-in-law, of all people, not a barbecue person. And she says, hey, I'm going to go to Steve's. Should I really tell him that I know you? What does that mean? For almost a year, I've said, hey, we finally, as a collective, know somebody in the jewelry business. Somebody that owns his own shop that's going to get us a deal. He's going to hook the barbecue brothers and sisters up. So, yeah, use my name. Use it all you want and twice on Sunday. Refer people to use my name if you want. That's what it's all about, right? He wants business. He wants to give you a deal. Boom, there we go. You go to the website, StephenDeFranco.com. Unless you live in Cleveland, then just go to the shop, peruse to your heart's content. And once you find something on the internet that you like, you call him directly. This is how the deal works. 440-943-2700. 440-943-2700. When somebody answers the phone, you ask for Stephen DeFranco only. Tell him you demand to talk to him, and I said so. Then once you get him on the phone, say, hey, I'm John, Pete, Susie, Tim, and I listen to Barbecue Central Radio Show, and Rempy's telling me to call and get a barbecue brother hookup. And watch the dollars fall off, whether it's a watch, you know, 40, 50% off. I just bought my wife a fantabulous set of clustered stud earrings for Christmas, you know, 45% off. He's here to help us. Don't you want to take advantage of saving money? Make that your New Year's resolution. Save money on all the fine jewelry that you can buy at StephenDeFranco.com. 440-943-2700. That's 440-943-2700. And look, you're just going to save money. Sorry. Oh, also, don't like free shipping? Sorry. You're going to have to get free shipping as well. StephenDeFranco.com, StephenDeFranco.com, 440-943-2700. We'll be back first with a giveaway. The 1 pound of Three Eyes Barbecue Rub straight away, and then Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player. Stick around, we'll be right back.
At the time on the show where we give stuff away for no money. That's why it's free of charge. You can win. Now it's time to give stuff away.
All right, as promised, your chance to win a 1 pound bag of Three Eyes Barbecue Rub. Thanks to thebarbecuesuperstore.com, thebbqsuperstore.com, in celebration of their Team of the Year victory. That's Three Eyes Barbecue, 2012 Team of the Year. Congratulations to them. So you can take advantage of their success with a 1 pound bag of their ultimately famous, highly sought after Three Eyes Barbecue Rub. All you have to do is be the first one in with an email. And in the subject line, Three Eyes BBQ, T-O-T-Y, Three Eyes BBQ, T-O-T-Y, Three Eyes BBQ has to be spelled correct. You know what I mean. For your chance to win the 1 pound bag of Three Eyes Barbecue Rub, good luck.
Get in the smoke. Call 877-448-0433 to get on the air. Now, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, we are back. 877-448-0433. Wow, nobody has this right so far. Nobody has it right. I have easily 30... crap. How am I going to fix that? But we'll figure it out. 877-448-0433. Greg at thebbqcentralshow.com. Wow, nobody has this right. No, nobody's got it right yet. All right. Nevertheless, my next guest tonight is a barbecue and grilling store mogul, a barbecue musician who has dropped hits like Barbecue One and Dirty Chicken. He is also master of the pit for Tasty Licks Barbecue Team, a longtime sponsor of this show. Let's go ahead and race over to Hotline, grab owner, purveyor, and provider of all things barbecue and grilling, Fred Bernardo from Tasty Licks Barbecue. Fred, how are you, buddy? Oh, man. Well, the signal's great. Somehow I have found a way to screw up the actual video, though. How am I going to remedy this situation? Oh, this is something. Oh, there you are. Okay, good. Hey, it fixed itself. Wonderful. You're not moving. No, you're not moving. I think this is probably going to be on my end. That's all right. This will probably be on my end. We might have to dump Skype altogether here. I have to follow. Yeah, I don't think this is going to start up. Let me close Skype real quick, and I'll call you right back. All right. I got to quit Skype. That's my fault right there. If I don't open the friggin' Skype in certain protocols when I'm opening all of these other friggin' programs, all right, let's quickly peruse. No, guys, you're missing a very important part of the Three Eyes team, how you write it out. There's a very important part that you're missing. Look it up.
Wow,
look at that. You guys, you're crazy. You're going to be pissed. I know you're going to be pissed. All right, here we go. Now we got the smoking guitar player coming up here. Here he comes. Ready! All right, well, hopefully your video is going to load up here. It should. You can hear me, though, right? All right, so let me ask you, it's working, like it's trying to click your camera thing and turn it back off and on again real quick and see if that helps. There's playing a turkey leg. Yes, sorry, the turkey drumstick. Sorry. I'm no cook now. Uh-oh. Well, all right. We'll put your picture back up there. There you go. We'll use that one for now. Hey, let me ask you a question, since I have roughly 750 entries in for the giveaway that I was just running, which is for a one-pound bag of Three Eyes Barbecue Rub. How do you spell Three Eyes Barbecue specifically? Isn't there a hyphen? 3-EYZ? I do. Do you want to call me back? All right. No, it should be fine. Let me actually just go right over there right now and see. Because I don't want to, you know me, I don't want to make sure, I don't want to screw anybody out of a prize. Let's see. Three eyes. Oh, well, you know what? Guess what, Fred? I'm wrong now. Sorry about that. No hyphen. All right, guys. Man, I thought for sure I'd have like 50 emails with the dash in there. All right, so who wins tonight? Three Eyes BBQ Team of the Year. Fred, we do have a winner, and that is going to be Brian Robinson winning. All right, so stop email. Not Dan. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. You know, you're always kind of bringing new stuff into the store and keeping it live and vibrant over there. And that's kind of part and parcel with the whole Three Eyes and cooking schools and all that stuff. What do you have going on there with him? Well, that sounds wonderful. Do you think that there's going to be any kind of a lack of enrollment because there isn't going to be all these secrets that typically the barbecue cooks are giving away, or people know that up front?
Well, when I told people, I just got my own feedback. I'm sorry. Now I have a heck of an echo. Anyway, when I told a lot of teams that I was having him come, they were like really psyched. But, you know, of course, when I told him he wasn't giving out the secrets, then, of course, you know, they were hoping for secrets. But I told him, like, you know, he's not going to do that. Not in our area where we compete, you know. But at any rate, you know, it can't hurt to get more input from a guy like this. And no, we're not going to have problems with lack of enrollment. I could sell every class out three times. You know, we have a lot of classes coming up, and you know that one, because we just announced it, and I mean, I hardly advertised it, and we have, you know, some people registered already, so we're probably going to fill it. You know, we can only take 20 people for that one, so you know, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I have 15,000 people on my email list, all barbecue fanatics, and once I get the word out a little more, it'll fill up fast. So I was working on the details. Dan and I were just, you know, finalizing things last week. So, you know, I really just kind of got it going. But we have a lot of other classes coming up.
So what other classes do you have? Aside from the Three Eyes, what other classes do you have coming up?
Okay, so I'm doing two Pizza Master classes. One is tomorrow night, and one is 2 weeks from now on a Thursday. We're trying to do our things on Thursday nights, our classes. And, you know, I went to San Francisco and studied with Tony Gemignani. And then I came back here and I worked on a process to make a multitasking pizza dough, and went back and forth with Tony and worked on that. And I have a quick and easy sauce. So the class, you learn everything from making the dough with two different kind of mixers and by hand, how to make the quick pizza sauce that's, you know, gourmet quality, and you know, how to make pizza, how to make dough balls with a cold ferment, the science of the pizza, the history of the pizza. It's a 2 to 3 hour class. I've done it numerous times. Everybody's happy, and we eat some great pies. So that's tomorrow night, and next Thursday is sold out with a waiting list, I believe. Tomorrow night, I think I might still have one spot open there, but if you happen to be near Shillington, Pennsylvania, you want to learn how to make a great pie, you know, come on in. We have fun. It's small class, 6 people.
So what are you cooking pizza on during the class, and are people going to be able to replicate that back home with whatever device they have, whether it be like a Big Green Egg or something outside, or like a oven?
Okay, so that was one of the theories with the dough system I came up with. You learn how to make the dough three different ways. For wood-fired ovens at, you know, 800-900 degrees, and then we have a slight modification to the dough to use for maybe a 650-degree oven, and another slight modification for maybe a 450 or 500-degree oven. Like maybe most home ovens now are getting to at least 550, so you can use the middle one. And I do it all the time, and they get fantastic. So we're going to – in class, we bake them. I have a small Italian commercial pizza oven. When the Italians, when they make a commercial pizza oven, they're extremely expensive, and they put an infrared element on the top or a separate element on the top so you can control the top and the bottom, which is really critical. And you need at least about 850 degrees. I think mine gets to about 850. So it bakes a pie in under 3 minutes. You know, officially, you want under a minute and a half, but – you need about 950 degrees to do that. So,
are you ever worried about torching the bottom with something that hot?
No. You mean the bottom of the pie?
Yes.
Yeah. No, the top and the bottom are the same. You want 900 degrees on the bottom and 900 degrees on the top, at least 700 or 800 on the bottom. I usually set my top element a little hotter. But, you know, in a wood-fired oven, you build your fire and then you push it to the side and you check the deck where the fire was, which will be underneath the pizza, with an infrared thermometer. And when you see 700, 800, 900 degrees, you're usually fine. Now, the first pie is your experiment anyway, so, you know, every pie you put in there lowers your, you know, sucks heat out of the base, out of the deck. Now, it won't on mine because there's a heating element in there. It's a small electric oven, very expensive, but, you know, it does a pretty darn good job. And we have wood-fired ovens. We have a demo oven, but we just don't. This is learning how to make the pies, make the dough, make the sauce, that whole deal, and bake it. Bake it in, you know, either your home oven. You can do it in your, you know, if you have a wood-fired oven or whatever you have. This isn't grill specific, you know, grill oriented. It's pizza oriented.
All right, pizza master class. So if you're interested, check Fred's website out or give him a call and get yourself signed up for one. What other classes do you have going on?
Next week, Thursday night, is brisket. So we don't call that a master class because I'm not a master. Although
you win though.
Pretty good this year. I had about I know this year I had 10 perfect ones in a row.
Yep.
And I'm not blowing my own horn. I didn't get any first places. I think I got some seconds and thirds and fourths and things. But they were perfect, you know, when they went out. I wouldn't know how to make them different, but I think Dan Hickson does know how to make them different. Unfortunately, I don't know what he's doing, but you know, I went to Ray Lampe's class years ago, and, you know, he pretty much – since then, my briskets have been pretty good. So we always have a good time. I had one of these classes a few months ago, and one of the students went right out and started competing. And his second contest he took at Harrisburg, we had a real strong field. I took seventh, and he took eighth, his second wow. competition. So evidently my class works, you know.
Absolutely. So currently, if my math is correct, you have Three Eyes Barbecue class coming up. You have Pizza Masters class. Then you have a brisket class. I mean, what else do you have going on over there?
We have Harry Sue in March on the 16th and the 17th.
Harry! Have you, I'm very anxious. I'm going to have him on the show towards the end of the month. Has he talked to you at all about this white meat being cooked to 140 degrees instead of 160?
No, he hasn't.
He is going, let me give you this drum roll. He's going to blow your mind with what he's about to teach you. I've seen it firsthand, and we're going to talk about it with him later in the month, but just wait until you see this.
Well, it would not surprise me if it's good that way. You know, you just have to be the first guy daring enough to do it. I cook salmon a lot to a lot lower temperature than most people, and it's always great. So it wouldn't surprise me if that could be a good tip to maybe keeping it juicy, because you know how that stuff is. That's white meat is tough business. You know, some guys really have a handle on it. You know, so maybe that'll be this Harry Sue class. I mean, he does everything. This is semi hands-on. It's two small classes, 15 people a day. Harry's coming in the night before, and he said to me he needs a cot in my store to like sleep on. So I'm probably going to put him in barbecue. He's probably going to be a hold up in Barbecue One. If you remember the legend of Barbecue One, the song.
I recall.
You know, which is conveniently parked outside my store in the back. So, you know, he's doing 2 days of it. We have both days have sold out and enough waiting wow. list for a few more classes.
Wonderful. All right, about a minute left. What else is happening at the store or something you would like to promote?
You know, getting new lines of smokers in. We've been handling some Meadow Creek. We've been handling a few other things. And
what do you think about those Meadow Creeks? What do you think about those?
You know, they're excellent. It's a different kind of gadget. You know, they're utilitarian, made by great Amish folks right down the road from me. I mean, literally half an hour from our store. And the Amish people are just good welders. I mean, that's a thing they're almost sort of known for. And Meadow Creek was a welding company first before it was a smoker company. And Melvin's dad just started making a chicken pig roasters for people, and next thing you know, they had this company. But it's high quality stuff. They have some kind of cool products, like their chicken cookers are really cool.
Very cool.
And very cool. I have a video on there.
If you saw it.
Did you see it?
Hell yes, I saw it.
Cooking a chitlin of the chicken.
It's awesome.
You know? Really, they have some nice products. And we have a few other new lines coming in starting in the spring. I'll have some new product announcements. So if you're on our mailing list, you can go to our website, tastylicksbbq.com, and go in the little thing where it says register to receive our barbecue newsletter. And my daughter's on board with the company now, and she's been making us get them out every week. So almost weekly we have a nice newsletter going out. I've been cranking out the videos. Really good Sicilian pizza video went up yesterday. Really good one. We were baking Sicilian pizza in the snow on Saturday.
Wonderful. So we'll have to check that out. We're talking with Fred Bernardo. You know him as the owner of TastyLicksBBQ.com, longtime proud sponsor of the show, and I certainly appreciate that. Fred,
I got 10 seconds to say one more thing.
You have 20 seconds if you'd like.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for the support. We opened the store in the summer of 2007, and about a month ago I shipped my 30,000th order over the internet, which I'm really kind of proud of. 30,000.
Look, Fred, during the read that I do, I'm actually getting ready to do it here at the next break. You know, we talk about, I always talk about reputable people online, and you know, you can go somewhere in your neighborhood or whatever, and you're seeing the guy in person, you know what he's got in stock, but sometimes you don't have it stocked. You got to go online to find it. And what's unique about your store is, and just like I said each and every week, you know, everything that's on the website is in stock in your store, and it ships out to you promptly, it's priced fairly, and that's kind of been really key in your success, right?
Right. We don't drop ship things. I mean, I either have it in stock or, you know, temporarily out of stock in between orders or something, but I believe in having the stuff. You know, we commonly get orders for 20 or 30 different items in one order, and we just go through our building and just pick them up and put them in the box, and my people are real good at it. We ship – I mean, if we get an order on Tuesday, it gets shipped usually Tuesday. Usually same day or next day they go out.
Absolutely fabulous. You know him, you love him. He's Fred Bernardo, TastyLicksBBQ.com. Fred, always appreciate the time. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
You got it. There he is, Fred Bernardo. Or as I like to say sometimes, Fred Bernardo, if you even know what that reference is, and I know most of you have no idea what that reference means. That's fine. Speaking of Fred Bernardo, look, unsavory people on the internet looking to take your money, run away and hide, just like that schmuck that bought this microphone that hasn't paid for it, dickhead. When you shop at Fred Bernardo's TastyLicksBBQ.com, things are in stock. They ship to you promptly. They're priced fairly. You can call Fred if you want to out of the blue and say, hey, I'm looking for a special deal. You know, he's getting in new lines of cookers and pits and grills, cookbooks, chips, chunks. You know, they have everything. Cookbooks, accessories. If they don't have it, you don't need it. And on top of all of that, you know they carry many of the other show sponsors in his store as well. So you're almost doing this two for one. Shopping at a sponsor, buying sponsor's products. Best of both worlds. Don't forget that Tasty Licks has their own line of rubs and sauces as well. We'll be giving those away, too. Right, straight away, we're coming back with the Texas Pepper Jelly Giveaway. Get your fat fingers ready for this one, because you're not going to want to lose. $35 value for free. Yeah. Giddy up! All right, a Texas Pepper Jelly 3-pack of their fabulous Rib Candy Glaze product. This stuff is ridiculously good. I almost went crazy. Hand-selected for you by Craig Sherry himself, owner of the company, creator of the product, $35 value, Texas Pepper Jelly. First one in with an email. In the subject line, Fred Bernardo, Tasty Licks BBQ, Fred Bernardo, Tasty Licks BBQ. You can win a 3-pack of rib candy from Texas Pepper Jelly. Good luck with that.
Big name interviews, advice on cooking brisket and ribs, and the only host willing to share his honest opinion on all things important in the world of barbecue. It's the Barbecue Central Show.
Who would have thought this music thing was going to go this far? I never asked for this. I never asked for this fast living.
All right, we are back.
Whiskey. Craziness.
Congratulations to, man, this was probably 6 seconds in between. Eric Hume wins the Texas Pepper Jelly. Eric, re-email me with your shipping info and reference Texas Pepper Jelly. Brian Robinson, you won the Three Eyes. Email me your shipping info and then put Three Eyes somewhere in there so I know. All right, thanks again to Fred Bernardo, also Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill. Segment before that, talking about their run on KCBS Board of Directors. We're going to have to get out real quick, too. I'm a little behind. If you're near Shillington, you got a Dan Hickson class coming up. You got a Pizza Masters class coming up. You got a brisket class coming up. You got Harry Sue's class coming up as well. So look for that. And if you're voting for KCBS Board of Directors and if you haven't cast your vote, consideration to Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill, or one or the other if you want. Smokin' Hills, theslabs.com, their respective websites and Facebook pages. We'll come back with the top of the second hour, second takes, and then, of course, we have Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts and Brian Munter. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Gary Bay, Nerd Chuck, host of Wine Library TV, a.k.a. WLTV, and this is BBQ Central.
Happy to have you aboard here for the really big barbecue show.
We cook because we have to, and we grill because we want to.
Fine, how's it going?
I just like being anywhere with Junior, Senior, and Diva.
Sounds like a whole other type of movie.
Wow. Yeah, really.
Come on, Greg. You're asking a guy whose team name is Pellet Envy, so obviously the answer you're going to get is no.
So what seems to be the problem here? This man looks like he's dead, and he's in the crackle.
How hot is Kelly Ripa in person?
Kelly Ripa is super hot. She's absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You can butter base her and plank stinkies with that girl. She's delicious.
Succulent fish. What?
There's no Robert Porker who's in charge of pig meat out there.
You could use it to fight off creeping marauders looking to take your steaks off your grill.
I'm shaking like a dog shitting peach seeds.
Keep it hot, keep it clean, keep it lubricated. This right here is the premier media outlet.
We have top men working on it right now. Who? Top men.
All right, just like that, we are into the second hour. That's right. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? If you've got it together, if so, how often? Which do you choose, a hot, a soft notion? It's one of my favorite songs ever, right?
In a western town, dead end walls, the eastern boys and western girls.
You gotta have the ghouls, right? Oh, shit. Sorry about that. Western ghouls. Oh, what are you talking about? Don't sing. Outrageous. I'll sing if I want to. It's my friggin' show.
Get that big stuff out of here.
Don't be pissed because you're from Canada and you're no longer allowed to get any prizes on my show.
Get that big stuff out of here.
Sorry about that. Two more giveaways coming up in the next hour, this hour, second hour of the show. Brian Corbett of Smoke and Scully's giving away some of their competition sauce. And Mojo Bricks giving away a special blend of wood, never available to the public before. The new Mojo Cube Pack. Four in a pack, and you need only one per cook. It's a unique Mojo Magic. Special blend of cherry and oak sawdust. Congratulations to Brian Robinson for winning the Three Eyes last hour and Eric Hume for winning the Texas Pepper Jelly. I wish I could have brought that. All right. Lots to get to. First of all, thank you to Cheryl Wilson. Jeez, well, Pete. Cheryl Wilson and Stephanie Hill. Stephanie Wilson and Cheryl Hill. Also, Fred Bernardo for joining me last hour. If you missed the show, if you're just tuning in late, too bad for you. Sorry. Set your alarm clock, pal.
Get that freak stuff out of here.
But you can go get the podcast if you need to. Number of things happening. So I do have a YouTube channel, YouTube/barbecue4u. B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E, the numeral four, the letter U, I believe. You can also just go to the website and link in through there. That gets immediately uploaded. As soon as the show is done, I start uploading it. It takes like an hour. That'll be your most available archive. The audio podcast is up by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And typically the Outdoor Cooking Channel video is up again, you know, lunchtime-ish or whatever tomorrow. Maybe a little bit earlier than that. So there you go. Also, don't forget, quick reminder, if you are looking into getting Roku, don't forget that the Outdoor Cooking Channel is now on Roku, and you could be one of now 2,500 subscribers. It just launched around noon today. So congratulations to Kevin on that. And I'm going to get a Roku box now that we are on Roku. I've demanded it, and now we are finally on. Did you watch Pitmasters this past weekend? I had Rod Gray on last week, and he won this weekend. Show karma, man. Show karma never fails. You come on the show, you compete the next weekend, you win. I mean, what doesn't follow suit there? I have no idea. It follows perfect suit with me. Perfect suit. Here's the thing, right? I know there's a lot of editing. I swear to God, I could have done a better job than that stretch guy cooking. Swear to God. I've never cooked one contest in my life. And I swear to God, I could cook better than that guy. Burnt ends, literally, pal? No. Not literally. That's just a figure of speech. That could have been the issue there. I don't want to say that I refell back in love with the Barbecue Pitmaster show because I still don't like that style of show. And I'm not going to go get into it like I have in the last couple weeks. And maybe it was because I had Rod on and we weren't talking about it after the fact and it was like post-fact or that maybe we didn't even really give a lot of time to it whatsoever. But I think that show had a lot less, to me, staged bullshit going on between the competitors. You had Tim Grant from True Bud Barbecue. Wait a second. I have a True Bud Barbecue shirt on right now, actually. You had Rod Gray from Pellet Envy. And then you had these guys from Grinders, and it was really a seismic and gargantuan ass-kicking at the hands of Rod Gray and Tim Grant on top of Grinders there. That was a complete mismatch. But potentially that's what you get when you have two of the top competition teams in the country, at least for the last couple of years, going up against dudes with restaurants, you know, not competition barbecue, so... I enjoyed that show, but I think just because there was a lot less of the other stuff that I didn't really like or I haven't liked over the past weeks. What can I tell you? Next week on the show, regular contributor, monthly guest, the Grill Girl herself, Robin Lindars, rejoins me. A number of other things in the works. So stay tuned and make sure that you're tuning in next week. You would recall last week, I was talking about how... God, what the hell was it? TLC was putting together a best funeral ever. And let me punch this out to full screen so I can bring it over for you. It just so happens that I was able to find a link. So you recall that I was going on and on about some guy who was buried in a smoker, right? Here's a little more insight on that. And I hope you can enjoy this.
I'm Lauren Zima for TV Replay. On TLC's new special, Best Funeral Ever, viewers saw the homegoing celebrations put on by the Golden Gate Funeral Home in Dallas. One was for the man who sang that famous Chili's Baby Back Chili's Ribs jingle. And his ribs. Celebration was appropriately themed.
Check this out. Baby
back ribs. Thank you, Willie, for the baby back ribs. But I want my baby back ribs.
Yes, Willie's body was brought out in a smoker-shaped casket. There were live pigs at the celebration. The pastor wore a chef's hat. And to honor Willie one last time, his family members each took a rib and dipped that rib into a barbecue sauce fountain. The elaborate event.
There you go. I don't know. Is that the best? Is that the best funeral ever? I feel a little bit better about it. I got to be honest. I feel a little bit better about it now. But kind of, you know, walking around, he was getting kind of thrown around. They were kind of marching like a little New Orleans funeral type deal. I feel a little bit better that, you know, they seem to be being a little bit. Grandpappy, is that cremation? No, not cremation.
Get that big stuff out of here.
Smoke Nation. We're going to be talking with Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts. He was obviously made famous in part by the bacon explosion. Let me show you this, if you will. Bacon has risen to seismic and cataclysmic fame. This certainly spells it out as well. In St. Louis, Bacon Fest will be taking part March 23rd. If you can't read it, let me help you out a little bit. Without bacon, life would be sad, food would be boring, the birds would not chirp. So to bacon, we have created the entire day of revelry. I love that word. All in the name of bacon, with 10,000 anticipated guests in attendance, blah, blah, blah. But the centerpiece of Bacon Fest will be the Lumiere Place and River City Casino. By the way, just for a fun fact, I stayed there at the Kingsford Invitation, the Lumiere. It's a Four Seasons hotel. World's largest bacon explosion with a world record weight of 500 pounds. Uh-oh. What? 500 pounds?
Fat.
I believe it's supposed to be like 48 feet as well. 500-pound bacon explosion, world record. Biggest bacon explosion ever. And then there's going to be music and, you know, whatever else. 500 pounds.
Fat.
Wow. That is crazy, crazy big. I don't even know if, what's the plan with the leftover stuff? I mean, are you going to be bringing in, there's a whole different philanthropic side to that whole deal that you could have. I don't know if anybody's really going to be taking advantage of that or not. I can tell you one thing. I don't want to be on the bad side of the 500-pound, 48-foot bacon explosion when it goes south. You know what I mean? Yowzer. Yowzer, I tell you. All right, let me talk to you for a few minutes about the longest-running sponsor of the show, located in Warminster, Pennsylvania. It's the Barbecue Guru. If you've been thinking about automatic temperature control devices for your cookers, stop here. This is the only company that started it all, or this is not the only company, but this is the company that started it all. They are the creators of this technology. Why would you shop anywhere else for an automatic temperature control device? Patently ridiculous. Now, maybe you're not familiar with how they work. I'm not going to get into the minute details, but this is a product that allows you to set your temperature in one set. It keeps it running at that set temperature all the way through the cook. Now, maybe you're a busy working professional like me. Or perhaps you're constantly on the run with kids or doing errands. Quite frankly, you just don't have the time to set around in 10 pit temps. Barbecue Guru allows you to throw a pork butt or a brisket, a couple slabs of ribs on. You're off to do whatever it is you need to get done. Barbecue Guru maintains that pit temperature you set it at. Just that easy. There's a number of different models to choose from. The CyberQ Wi-Fi, CyberQ 2, the DigiQ DX2, and that PartyQ, starting at $129 for most cookers. It is the easiest point of entry when it comes to temperature control devices. It's all self-contained, runs on AA batteries, take it from one house to the next, from one catering gig to the next, it doesn't matter. Now, maybe you're in the market for a cooker. Look no further than the Onyx Oven. The Onyx Oven has been winning on competition circuits as well as in the backyards for a number of years. The Barbecue Guru cooks on the Onyx Oven, along with their Barbecue Guru temperature control devices. This is a fully insulated cooker. It holds a ton of meat. Not literally. Accommodates half and full pans for food service and works seamlessly with any of the Barbecue Guru temperature control devices. So you need to do yourself this favor. Head on over to thebbqguru.com and check out all of their products. If you have any questions about what to order, call them directly. 800-288-GURU. That's 800-288-GURU. They'll make sure you're outfitted with exactly what you need to get you up and running right out of the box. 800-288-GURU or visit thebbqguru.com. It's a breakthrough in barbecue technology. All right, coming up out of the break, we're giving away some Smokin' Scully's barbecue sauce. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show and watching it on the Barbecue Central Networks. This is the third item available for you to win this evening out of four. Donated from Brian Corbett of Smokin' Scully's, giving away some of their competition barbecue sauce. You don't want to miss out on this. Exceptionally good stuff from a very successful team on the circuit. Looking to get the name out, and you can win some of the Smokin' Scully sauce right now. All you have to do is be the first one in the subject line. Let's see, what can we do? Alabama wins BCS. Alabama wins BCS. And yes, Brent Musburger, I know he's not coming to Cleveland.
Get that big stuff out of here.
You old frickin' pervert.
Oh, look how hot AJ McCarron's girlfriend is.
Weirdo. I wouldn't be so hot if you didn't call Cleveland such a crap hole. I diverge and digress. Your chance to win Smokin' Scully sauce. Alabama wins BCS. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Barbecue Central Radio Network studios in Cleveland, Ohio. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Radio Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
We are back, 15 past, 877-448-0433. Congratulations to Fred Neville for winning the Smokin' Scully's barbecue sauce. Alabama wins BCS. Fred, email me your name. No, not name. Email me your shipping address. Also, reference Smokin' Scully's somewhere in that so I know who to send it to. Congratulations to Fred Neville. All right, let's go ahead and figure out where I'm at here right now. Make sure we got the right stuff going. Is that right? I got my wireless in-ear receiver is being quite a punk right now. Quite a punk. Lots of other stuff to get to as far as second takes for next week. So, again, congratulations to Fred Neville for winning that. Next guest has risen to cataclysmic fame, thanks in part to this phenomenon called the Bacon Explosion. That helped spur on the book, Barbecue Makes Everything Better, which was voted as the best barbecue book in the world back in 2010. Let's race over to the hotline and grab the pitmaster Burkfinger Barbecue, also from Barbecue Annex, Jason Day, joining us here on the show. Jason, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous, Jason. Appreciate you taking the time tonight to join me here on the show. It's been actually a little while since you've been back on, probably when you guys got the award for best barbecue book ever on the face of the earth, I believe it was, or whatever it was termed. For the new listeners and the folks who were, I guess, more on the periphery of this industry, maybe a little bit of a refresher background on you and how you got in this whole barbecue thing.
Oh, sure. So, I had a buddy of mine, Aaron. We had started a website called Barbecue Addicts a few years ago, and one of the first articles that we had published on it was the recipe for the bacon explosion, which is bacon wrap, bacon stuffed smoked sausage, that ended up going viral across the internet. New York Times picked it up, published it on the front page of their food and wine section. And so we've had a lot of great opportunities that have come out of that. Like you mentioned, the book, and, you know, I head up a competition team, Burnt Finger Barbecue. We've got our line of sauce and rub that's out that we use in the bacon explosion as well. And so we get to do all sorts of fun things related to bacon nowadays.
Jason Day joining me here on the show. Burnt Finger BBQ.com is the website. Also BBQAddicts.com. You can find them at BBQ Addicts Jason on the Twitter, if you like to do that stuff. You have a big event coming up at the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival. Jason, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've been going up there for about, I think this will actually be our fifth year now. It started out as just a bunch of guys from Des Moines that like to eat bacon. So they got together and started having these little parties that they were calling a bacon festival, and it's pretty much doubled in size every single year. Wow. You know, the first year we went up there, it was just a couple hundred people, pretty much just kind of tucked away in a bar in Des Moines. We made 30 bacon explosions, and that was the most we'd ever made at the time. And then it's doubled and doubled and doubled, and just by demand. I mean, this thing sells out pretty much instantly every year. They roll out tickets. So this year it's to the point where they sold 8,000 tickets in 3 minutes.
What?
And yeah,
three minutes
in 3 minutes.
Wow. Yep. Outstanding.
Sold out.
I think you sold more tickets than the Rolling Stones did in the first 3 minutes.
Well, people love bacon, especially in Iowa.
I guess.
To feed all of them, we're going to be doing about 350 bacon explosions this year. We're going to team up with Smoky D's Barbecue up there, the guys from Iowa Smoky D's, the competition team, and they're going to bring their big smoker rigs on site. And I think it's at the varied industry buildings up in Des Moines, so we're just going to be doing a huge, huge bacon explosion cook-off and serving them for everybody there at the festival.
You know, certainly you're a barbecue expert. I'm sure you have your finger on the pulse of things that are going on that are barbecue-related, Jason. We're going back and forth a little bit this afternoon, and I had forwarded you a link to this bacon festival that's going on in St. Louis, Missouri in the next couple months. Do you find gratification? Does it piss you off that some of these guys are going to be trying to break a world record for a bacon explosion at 500 pounds, and from what I've heard from top men in the industry, 48 feet in length? Do you find that cool? Do you find that to be somebody trying to gig off your stuff? What do you think?
I think it's cool. Anytime somebody's, you know, promoting bacon explosion, we're all for it. I actually didn't quite realize that was going on. I saw the link that you sent over. I didn't know that was a part of the event, so I'll have to check that out. We've seen those guys before. They've done some other things related to making long bacon explosions. We actually get that stuff quite a bit all the time. We actually get more often people trying to eat an entire one themselves, which has yet to be accomplished. Anything that promotes bacon explosion, I'm all for.
Is bacon explosion something that you guys have trademarked name-wise or anything like that?
For commercial use we have.
So yep. Could you, like, absolutely sue these guys and do cease and desist potentially?
Yeah, well, I'll have to look into it. But it sounds like they're doing it all in good fun.
All right, Jason Day joining me here on the show. You know, we've been talking about it. You know, the item that probably most people assimilate you with you and Aaron is this bacon explosion. The fatty has been a staple for barbecue cooks for years. At what point did you guys decide that fatty wasn't good enough and you needed to kick it up like 7 or 58 levels to the bacon explosion?
Well, it all just kind of happened. There was a bacon website that reached out to me and asked if I would be interested in doing, say, wanted to partner on some content, some bacon content for their website, and wanted to bring me in as the barbecue expert. And so it was my idea to do just a standard bacon wrapped fatty. And when I went to the grocery store, actually bacon was buy one, get one free. And so instead of just buying a pound, I bought 2 pounds. And the bacon explosion is what I ended up coming up with, just so I could try and find a way to put all 2 pounds into a recipe. And it was actually good. You know, I didn't really set out to create something like that, but it worked out well. So the one that's posted on our website was actually the very first one I ever made. Took pictures as I was doing it and posted it a couple days. Well, actually, those guys, they were going to defer the content for a couple months. So I just said, well, we'll just go ahead and post it on our website next week. So that's kind of a tip for you. I almost gave that content away to somebody else, but they didn't want to publish it immediately.
You didn't have any hidden desire to, or you didn't have any type of a work in progress on a bacon weave that you were actually just trying to work into something?
No, that was just 100% on the fly. It was just going to be just like 5 strips of bacon wrapped around the outside of sausage. When I did that, it was only like half a pound of bacon. I still had a whole other pound and a half. So my mind thought, well, if I weave them, I can get another half pound in there. And then I just fried up the others and just smashed them in the sausage. So yeah, it was really just kind of, I don't know, one of those, you know, oh, I blacked out. What happened? And then there's bacon explosion.
And it really is kind of a wondrous thing when you look at it in all its glory. I'm actually working up a picture here so we can show everybody in case they haven't seen it. Did you ever think that you were going to get the reaction you did when you made that initial posting?
No, actually not. And what's funny is looking back on it now, I think it was the first couple of days, we had like 20,000 hits on our website, which we were getting just, wow, you know, maybe a handful of hits a day. So we went out for cocktails and celebrated it. You know, we thought that was it. We peaked 20,000 hits. People had viewed the recipe, and then it wasn't, but you know, a day or so, a couple of days later, you know, it kept progressing and progressing. And then the New York Times called. And when they called and did the article, that's when it really took off.
We're talking with Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts, also from Burnt Finger Barbecue. You know, when I look back on it, I think I remember seeing it on local Cleveland television near the end of 2009. And I think you and I were actually working on an initial interview set up at that point, and then, like, boom, it took off. Interview had to wait as you guys were, like, all over the place cooking that thing. What was that whirlwind like for you guys initially, and what was the coolest thing you did while you were gigging for the bacon explosion?
You know, it all happened so fast, you know, so, and it's, you know, the whole time, we immediately flew to New York once the New York Times article came out, because the New York media was calling, wanted us out there immediately. And then while we're doing that, CNN's calling, and we, you know, we let on that we were going to Fox News. So they're like pitting against each other on who could get us on the air as quick as possible. So, you know, that was fun. The whole thing was pretty remarkable. You know, we got to go to the Super Bowl out of that deal as well. Fox News took us down to the Super Bowl, and we got to cook down in, I think it was Tampa, in front of the stadium down there. You know, it's hard to pinpoint one thing, because I, you know, feel grateful enough to being able to do, you know, pretty much a solid stream of once in a lifetime type opportunities. You know, with the book winning Best Barbecue Book in the World, my wife and I got to go to Paris for the World Cookbook Awards. You know, it's just, you know, kind of hard to pin it down to just one great thing.
When those networks were vying to get you on first, was there any monetary incentive for that, or was it just who could ever get you on, you know, ones at 6, ones at 8?
Well, the Fox News, they were the ones that brought us out to New York, and then we didn't have transportation when we were there. So CNN said, well, we'll come get you at the airport as long as you do our segment first. So they picked us up at the airport, drove us right out to Blue Smoke, where they had a camera crew ready, and we filmed a segment there about bacon explosion. And then being how, you know, I'm sure they had this all planned, they kept us out really late drinking.
Yeah.
Because we had to be up bright and early to go on Fox News. So.
Funny
I'm
thing.
Sure that was calculated.
Yeah, we won't say that, but I think we know how business works. You know, the success.
We were all for it. It was fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'd be right there with you, no doubt. The success of the bacon explosion parlays into that book deal that you just mentioned, and you'll start selling ready-to-go bacon explosions for people to kind of heat and eat, because Americans are inherently lazy, as I've come to find out. But great timing seemed to follow you guys, like right at the height of cookbooks being put out, not overrun as they seem to be like nowadays. it was really kind of ripe for barbecue books back then. Garnering that Best Barbecue Book in the World award probably didn't suck too much either.
No, no, not at all. That was, you know, that was kind of a multi-step process as well. You know, we got notification from the awards that we had won Best Barbecue Book in the United States and was being put up for potential for Best Barbecue Book in the World. And the way they do it is they nominate one from each country that's publishing, they do a different category. So we were in the barbecue division. So they had like 10, 12 different countries that had barbecue-related books, and they each had their best of that country. And they said, at a later date, they'll be announcing, the rankings for best in the world, and the top four would be invited to Paris for the ceremony. And, we were just thrilled to have Best in the United States. And then, we got another letter saying, congratulations, come on out to Paris. We've got a ceremony that's going to be had, and we'll find out if you're best in the world. So, it was one of those things that my wife and I decided we couldn't pass up. We had to, what other chance are you going to be able to go out there for some sort of deal like that? So we did. We went out, and, we were sitting there. It was a big, huge, fancy arena type, and arena's the wrong word. It's more like a theater, big, fancy theater. And, we waded through the other 50 awards, and then they got the barbecue, and lo and behold, they flashed the cover of our book up there on screen. So it was fun. It was really, really fun.
Oh, absolutely. I would imagine it's terribly, it would be a wonderful experience, except for the fact that it was in France. Sorry, you're a better man than me. I would have declined. But I have written zero books to date as well, so who am I to talk? Jason Day joining us here on the show. BurntFingerBBQ.com is the website. Also, BarbecueAddicts.com is the website if you want to check them out and see the Bacon Explosion and all its wonderment. Get some of their products as well, which from all accounts, very good. Jason, do you feel in some way that you guys really gave bacon a springboard into, I can't remember when it's seen this unparalleled obsession and success that it's had over the American public over the past 2, 3, 4 years. I think everything has been tried to have bacon put in it, on top of it, infused in it, maybe a little overboard to some degree or not.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I get just about everything bacon flavored you can imagine sent to our house pretty much on a daily, weekly basis. I think we've just based on some of the, there's been a lot of people reflecting back on bacon mania in, different articles saying bacon's jumped the shark and stuff. But, a lot of people do credit that to bacon explosion. I'm sure there are plenty of bacon lovers out there, but with the internet the way it is and, and that, I guess the article being well timed, they credited Bacon Explosion as being the kind of the ignition to bacon mania.
So just when you think that maybe the Bacon Explosion, hasn't lost steam, but isn't as prevalent as it is, all of a sudden I see you guys on some type of a web series that I saw on YouTube where some guys come into what I assume is your house or a very nice house, and you guys are cooking Bacon Explosion again for some guy that's never had it.
Yeah. It's we have a pretty constant stream of people continually ask about it. Our web business is pretty strong. We're selling Bacon Explosions online, especially around the holidays. We ship a lot of them this year. That was actually Chef Kevin Gillespie. He was on Top Chef. That's where he kind of made his name. The Vegas one with the Voltaggio brothers. I think they're the ones that end up winning. He was in the finals with them. So he's got a new webisode series called The Bacon Show. Yeah, and they called and wanted to come out and try out Bacon Explosion. So we welcomed them. So that was actually our kitchen, my wife and I's house. And they came out for an afternoon. And we cooked up some Bacon Explosion, drank some beer, and just kind of hung out. And, that video is what came out of it.
Well, it was a very great watch. So if people aren't familiar with it, make sure that you check that out. And again, you can follow Jason on Twitter. He's always putting out some great stuff, great links. It's at BBQ Addicts Jason. And I'm sure if you ask politely, he'll follow you back. I'm trying to figure out how we can bring this up, but you do have tickets to this Blue Ribbon Barbecue Festival that you are going to be giving away a pair of tickets, correct? Or how is that going to work?
Yep. So the festival itself is sold out right now.
Okay.
But they've given me two tickets, one pair, to give away tonight, however you want to do it. It's in Des Moines. It's in early February. I have to double check the exact date. for you. But it's early February, so if anybody's able to make it to Des Moines, you know, and they want to use these tickets, however you want to give them away, I say let's do it.
Oh, boy. So I'm thinking if you know that you're going to be in Des Moines, or maybe you live in Des Moines, and you're listening to the show right now and you want to go, that would probably be the best thing to do. Shoot me an email, and we can figure it out from there. But we do have a pair of tickets we can give away, and I would assume if they can find you, they'd be able to say hi to you while you're busy slinging 350 bacon explosions, Jason?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Assuming we're set up in the same spot as normal, we're in one of the back corners, because they've got the big draw doors back there, and we'll have all the smokers set up outside. Yeah, we'll be there. Anybody who goes can come by, say hello to us. It's actually the festival's February 9th, so anybody that's free on that day, going to be in Des Moines or headed that way or can be in Des Moines, you know, let us know. We'll be happy to have you out there.
All right, so if you're going to be in Des Moines February 9th or you want to make plans to be out there, email me, and we'll get you hooked up with a pair of tickets graciously donated by Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts and Burnt Finger Barbecue. Jason, before I let you go, do you have any competition plans for 2013?
Yes, actually. We have a lot of competition plans. So we're getting ready right now. Tomorrow night, Sam's Club unveil. Oh, I get the registration process. So we're going to be signing up for that. And then we actually just changed competition cookers. So I've been learning to cook on a new smoker the past couple of months. And I think we're going to hit the competition trail hard again this year. We did 21 contests last year.
Wow.
And so far we're targeting about the same, if not more, just depending on how the season goes.
Do you have plans to race for a team of the year if it happens?
You know, we'll be doing enough contests. So, you know, I definitely would like to build on our placements last year. We were in the top 100 in every category in the overall. So, you know, we'll just kind of have to see what happens. I definitely want to keep improving. So we had two grand reserved and then a top 100 and all five rankings. So, we'll see what happens.
He is Jason Day. You can find him at burntfingerbbq.com, also at bbqaddicts.com. And again, you can follow him on the Twitter at bbqaddictsjason. Jason, always appreciate the time you give the show, man. Continued success. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he is. Jason Day, Barbecue Addicts and Burnt Finger Barbecue. If you're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa around February 9th, or that is a destination that you would like to go to, you know, let me know. I'll get you a pair of tickets. We'll see how it goes. Thanks to Jason King for giving me a picture of that bacon explosion. Fabulous. Man, if I was Jason, I would sue those sons of bitches out there in St. Louis for getting it.
Get that big stuff out of here.
You can't bake an explosion shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it because you are on your way out. Scene. I thought of... Never mind. All right, folks. Let me talk to you quickly about Barbecuers Delight wood pellets. I have a pellet-fired cooker. Oh, yes, I do. And as soon as I got it, I was like, hey, gotta call Candy Weaver, the gang over at Barbecuers Delight, get my hookup, because these are widely considered to be the pellets of choice by top competition cooks in the country and by top backyard warriors, just like me, across the country. You go to BBQRSDelight.com. That's BBQRSDelight.com. And check out all the flavors that they have. 14, 15 flavors, I believe it is nowadays. And what's unique about using pellets is you are able to kind of jockey your flavor profiles around. If you want to add a little bit more hickory and a little less cherry, or equal amounts of hickory and cherry, and then a little bit of apple, with some sassafras on top. You can do that with pellets. Can't do that with wood. A lot harder. Can't do it with chunks. A lot harder. Pellets, easy. You can mix and match perfectly. This is a sterile smoking product, so you don't have to worry about any contaminants. And it's the way to go. And you can find them at bbqrsdelight.com. Of course, if you do not have a pellet-fired cooker, You can take advantage of the pellet revolution on your gas-fired grill, charcoal fire grill, or cooker using that cast iron pot option. Hey, it's wonderful. BBQRSDelight.com. That's BBQRSDelight.com. Let me see here. Getting some long. All right, we're coming back with Brian Munter, the Pit Pal. Not going to want to miss this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
To get on the air. Now, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, welcome back. What am I doing here? Let me get the right pictures up here. There we go. All right, helping me close the show tonight is taking advantage of technology, how it relates to the barbecue industry. Do you have a tablet, a smartphone? You might be interested in this next segment. Let's go ahead and race over to the hotline and grab first-timer to the show, creator of the Pit Pal, Brian Munter, joining me here on the show. Brian, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Oh, it's going absolutely fabulous, Brian. Thanks for asking, and more importantly, thanks for making time for the show tonight. Before we get into the Pit Pal app, maybe a little background about yourself professionally and, I guess, where your interest in barbecue lies.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we got our. I've been always interested in grilling. I think my dad really turned me on to actually barbecuing maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and got me started on that. Started out with the basic model from Menards, the old char griller. Started going on that, and then eventually got hooked on it. And about 5 years ago, upgraded to a ceramic griller, the Primo XL, and has just kind of been going from there. So. Last year we did a few competitions. We did 2 or 3 competitions in the Chicago, Illinois, Wisconsin area, and we're looking to keep going and keep doing more. So, and given I am in IT, I do development as well as run a small IT practice here in Chicago. Thought it was a natural fit to try to use those skills and combine them with my barbecuing knowledge and see what we can come up with.
Absolutely. Brian Munter joining me here on the show. So you're based out of Chicago. Before we get into the Pit Pal real quick, do you see those aquarium-style smokers in those restaurants quite a bit out there? I mean, that's kind of a unique Chicago cooker.
The aquarium-style smokers?
Yeah.
That is a first to me. No, like in restaurants?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, never seen those. You're going to have to post a picture of one of those or something on your website or something. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, no problem. So how did the Pit Pal come to be? And I guess what need did you see that the application could fill?
Yeah, great question. And really, I mean, barbecue, in my point of view, is all about consistency. I mean, you have all the different variables. You have ingredients, quality of meat, managing your temperatures, changing your processes, but it all comes down to no matter how good those things are you consistent and can you recreate that combination of variables again to do another successful cook. So a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who take the time and they'll write notes down and they'll do all that. But I'm a lazy guy myself and getting out of pen and paper doesn't really motivate me to do those type of things. So I thought one of the things that people would be looking for out in the barbecue world is a way to do this easier. So we created a application on the Android smartphone or tablets where you can actually start a new cook, put in the details of that cook, put in exactly what process you're doing. I can get into the details or we can talk about it later, but really what is the idea is to create a more consistent cook. And also one of the main features, one of the reasons we started this was we were talking with Bob over at the Barbecue Guru mm-hmm. about doing something for him and really wanted to not only address those guys who have the Barbecue Guru out there, but also take in a wider market of all people interested in barbecue, so that it applies to guru owners as well as people who don't have gurus. So,
how long does it take to go from idea to being available on the app markets?
You know, we started at the beginning of the summer, so and we used it quite a bit, did a lot of beta testing ourselves through competitions, through backyard cooks, through letting friends of ours try it, and then we did a pre-release of the app to the folks on the Barbecue Brethren about maybe it was a month or two ago. Got a lot of great feedback from those guys, and finally did an official release maybe about a month ago. And since we've released, we have almost 2,000 downloads right now of the application, and I've got feedback up the wazoo, enough things to add to it to take me the rest of the year. So. Yeah.
What kind of a testing is required by the different app markets to be approved and then get listed for download by people?
You know, Android is much simpler than the Apple device. So the iPhone, the iPad is a bit of a challenge to get through the door, and that's what we're working through right now. We do have an iPhone release coming up soon, but we're just trying to get that approval worked out. The Android is much easier to go to market with, so, and the market segment for Android is much larger at this point in time. I think Android consists of maybe 50% of devices, where Apple consists of maybe around 20% right now. And that's always fluctuating. But to get the Android out there, it really was a matter of just uploading our application, filling in some basic information, and we're ready to go.
All right. So this app does communicate with the guru, I guess it would be the CyberQ Wi-Fi only, or does it somehow communicate with the other devices that they have as well?
No, it's just the CyberQ Wi-Fi. So it actually, for the folks who have used the Wi-Fi before, or folks who haven't used it before, you type in your IP address, and they actually provide you a browser interface to look at the temps and maintain the temps and change settings. So what we did is we plugged some of that stuff into the Android device so that you basically flip on your phone and you have all of your temperatures there. You're able to get to the guru's console, adjust temperatures. You're able to, one of the main features that we get a lot of people complimenting on is the ability to graph your cook. So the guru Wi-Fi doesn't by default come with a charting engine or anything like that. So what the app can do is it'll ping your guru every 5 minutes or so and record those temperatures. And then at the end of it, or even in the middle of it, if you want to see during a cook, you can see the graphs of where your temps have been for your food and your pit. And also, there's additional functionality, too, that's built on top of it with notifications. So if your temps on your pit get too high, you'll get an alert on your phone. Get too low, you get an alert. If your food's getting close to ready, you'll get an alert. At different times, there's pre-configured notification or pre-configured timings for, like, if people want to use the 3-2-1 method on ribs or a standard brisket type cook, they can do that as well. So,
as far as the Barbecue Guru is concerned, they've been a longtime sponsor of this show, so you know I certainly appreciate them mm-hmm. in that regard. But did you have to get any type of a release from them in order to make it compatible, or did it not really matter to them too much?
No, they were more than willing to participate. I mean, yeah, and there have been a few apps out there that are out there that also integrate it with. So we're not the only one who talks to the guru. However, we are the only one I found that actually supports the guru as well as all the other additional features that I've mentioned already. So there's a lot to it. So that's why, I mean, when we were doing this, I thought, you know, it's nice to support the guru, and it's nice for those guys who own gurus, but how do we go beyond that? How do we make this so that it's useful to anybody who barbecues and has an Android device? And that's what I think we really accomplished here, because most of our users, I'd say there's a significant amount who do have the Barbecue Guru and use it exactly for that, but there's also a large majority who don't have the guru and who use it to record their notes or use it to record pictures and attach those pictures to their history so they can go back and look at how they did cooks 3 months ago and see exactly how they produced those great ribs or that great brisket and remember exactly if they basted it or if they injected it or what they injected it with. And it allows you to do that, and it tracks that history for you. And really, in the end, just helps you create more consistent barbecue.
Brian Munter joining me here on the show, creator of The Pit Pal. You can find it or more information about thepitpal.com, P-I-T-P-A-L, thepitpal.com. You can obviously look for it in Google Play, which is the Android market as well. I have a question coming in from Instant Chat here, Brian, asking me to ask you if there's any good way to import notes on paper into the unit. I would imagine you're just going to have to be a pretty good typer, right?
Well, there's a couple options. So that brings up another point, though. So one of the features we just added was the ability to export your cooks to paper, well, to Word or CSV, Excel, things like that, because that was one of the big things that people were looking for. Is so I've got these all on my phone. I can look at them on my phone, but what if I want to send these to my email account, or what if I want to maybe send these to my parents or something, or something like that, export these. So we made that available recently. If you want to import existing notes, that's more than possible using the photo function of it. So I would say if you wanted to do that, you would go out to download the application, go out there, create a cook, take a picture of your notes, attach it to that cook, and you can maintain those notes that way visually and be able to go back and search on them and stuff like that.
Do you have any plans to expand to like the Stoker pit temperature devices as well, or where are you at there?
John Jackson at Stoker just sent me a Stoker about a week ago, and I know he's been pushing me hard to get this going with them, so we're going to definitely be pushing that out to market relatively soon.
Great, but in my opinion, you should definitely get the Guru. Forget that Stoker. Forget it. One sponsors the show, Brian. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
hey, you asked the question.
So. Absolutely. How often are you pushing updates and or bug fixes? Is that like a market demand kind of thing for you?
Yeah, you know, the bug fixes go out when we get a bug, so we really do immediately that day or the next day to try to get those things fixed so people don't lose information that they've recorded and things like that. Enhancements, the export feature for one, we got a request from maybe 100 people via email, Facebook, all over the place, and realized this was a huge piece that people wanted. So we got that turned around and out in about 5 days for people, and a lot of great feedback on that feature. So the feedback from people is definitely helpful. So if you're a current user or a prospective user, definitely shoot us a note at our email address on our website, or post to Facebook, or however you want to get in touch with us and let us know what you're looking for.
Brian Munner joining me here on the show. ThePitPal.com is the website if you want to check it out, and then you can figure out how to download from there to your Google device or Android device. Or I don't want to get too technical with these people. They'll just glaze right over. Brian, this is a free app. Look, I'm a businessman. Profit, not a dirty word here on this show or in my lifestyle or anything like that. Was there any thought given to putting a 99-cent price tag on this bad boy to recoup some of that labor you're putting into this at all?
Yeah, so it is a free version. So when we did the release, there's actually three versions of it right now. There's the initial release we did to a specific group of people was what we call the promotional version. That comes with all the functionality. It has a few limitations on it, like you can do X number of cooks. I think we have it set to 10 cooks right now, things like that. And then the version that's out there to the general public is called the backyard version. That one will have certain limitations on it as well. The idea, we're not in it to get rich. We're not in it. I mean, we're just looking to cover our costs. So we put a professional version out there for $1.99 that enables all functionality, and really gives you the whole ball of wax, which we thought, I mean, we do put a lot of work into it. We thought $1.99 is a cup of coffee out there. So like, what do people have to lose? If you don't like it, just shoot us a note and we'll give you a refund. I mean, you can try it all you want for free. Make sure you like it before you commit to the $2. But there are different versions of out there just to help us recoup some of our hosting costs, things like that.
Cool. Like you said, cup of coffee. So, I mean, you can't beat it with what the functionality is giving you. Do you have any other apps you're like working on that you might be releasing?
No, this is really our baby right now. So, like I think I mentioned a little bit before, we are doing a iPhone version of it. So really all of our bandwidth right now is between putting enhancements in on the current Android version, trying to satisfy all the requests coming in, and then In a separate thread, we have a couple guys working on the iPhone version right now. So, and that should be coming, I would hope, in the next 15 to 30 days.
All right. Brian Munter is the creator of the Pit Pal. You can grab it for your Android device, and hopefully the iOS will be following shortly, or tablets, I would imagine, too, right?
Right, yeah. We've had a lot of positive feedback on people who've been using the Android tablets, so the iOS version will work as well, both on phone and tablet.
Great. For more information, visit the website, thepitpal.com. Again, that's the official website for some more info on that. You can search it in your app market as well. Brian, appreciate the time tonight. Continued success with that app, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Brian Munter from the Pit Pal. Absolutely fabulous, and check it out. Got that Android device? Just one more reason why Android's better than iPhone. Yeah, I just did that face. Coming back from the break, Mojo Bricks giveaway. Stick around for that. Straight from the break. Gang, March 15th and 16th, the Smokin' at the Run barbecue contest will be held at the Buffalo Run Hotel and Casino in Miami, Oklahoma. I will be hosting this event. It is a, well, emceeing. I'm not hosting. I'm not putting it on. But I'll be emceeing it. It's a first-time barbecue event sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. There is a guaranteed $7,500 overall purse. Entry fee, $200. Get you a 20x40 spot that's on pavement. There are a few electrical spots as well with 20 and 30 amp runs if you need them. Don't wait another second. Visit BuffaloRun.com, BuffaloRun.com. Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage for full details and contact information. It can be found all right there. Kick off that competition season in 2013 in spectacular fashion. Join me along with many other top pitmasters who will be vying to get that first grand champion at this event. This competition is being organized by David Qualls, a competition cook, and he knows what it's like to cook in a well-run contest. You know he's going to put on a great event. Again, head on over to BuffaloRun.com and click Smokin' at the Run banner for more info or to get your application for entry submitted. Again, that'll cost you $200. There's a $7,500 guaranteed overall purse. And me hosting the event. Yeah! It's got to be worth $200 alone, right? Maybe not. Well, we're going to have a great time. Would love to see you out there as well. So if you're going to be around Miami, Oklahoma at the Buffalo Run Hotel and Casino, March 15th and 16th, stop in, say hi. Smokin' at the Run in Miami, Oklahoma at the world-famous Buffalo Run Hotel and Casino. BuffaloRun.com. That's BuffaloRun.com. I will see you there. You will see me there. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Also, can't wait for this Mojo Bricks giveaway, which is coming up straight away. Stick around. Last giveaway of the night, Mojo Bricks giving away a special blend of wood never before available to the public. The new Mojo Cube Pack. Four in a pack. You need only one per cook. Only one. I'm no mathematician. But I believe four in a pack, one per cook. That's 758 cooks in this Cube Pack. Just kidding, it's four. The unique Mojo Magic is a special blend of cherry and oak sawdust. Don't forget, by the way, if you need those original cherry bricks, only cherry, Tasty Licks Barbecue is the only place you can get them anywhere. It might be east of the Mississippi. It might be anywhere on the face of the earth. So check out TastyLicksBBQ.com for just the cherry bricks. But this is for the Mojo Cube 4-pack. Mojo Q Pack, four in a pack, one per cook. All you need to do is send me an email, and in the subject line, you put in Fred Gross is awesomely cool. Got to spell his last name right. Got to spell awesomely correct as well. I don't even know if that's a word. For your chance to win the Mojo Bricks Cube Pack. Good luck.
Get in the smoke. Call 877-448-0433 to get on the air. Now, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, we are back. And congratulations to Shan Glenn, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Gross is awesomely cool. And he spells awesomely right. Double yes. All right, let's quickly wrap up because I got about 1 minute and 30 seconds. Thanks to my second hour guests who were Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts, also Burnt Finger Barbecue, and then Brian Munter from the Pit Pal. Fun, exciting, and awesome. All right, we'll wrap it up quickly. Check this out. In the first hour, we had Stephanie Wilson. We have Cheryl Hill, TheSlabs.com, and The Smoking Hills, running for KCBS Board of Directors. Vote for them. If you have a vote, you've got to be KCBS member to vote. That ends January 18th. Noon Central, 1 Eastern. Make your time zone adjustments as necessary after that. Also, thanks to Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player. A lot of classes coming up. Dan Hickson, 3 Eyes Barbecue class, a Pizza Masters class, and a brisket class, just to name a few. In the second hour, Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts. Also, Brian Munter from ThePitPal.com. Huge show lined up next week already. If you cook with raw cast iron, season it each and every time. Put a little Pam, a little Crisco, let it cool back down, re-season it. Also, September 11th, 2001. I will never forget. We'll see you back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, this is your program host and proud U.S. American, Greg Rempe. Good night now.